One of Tashina Redhawk's earliest experiences on a horse was barrel racing. As a young girl, one day she hopped on the back of a white Arabian.
She was fast and she wanted to run like crazy. And I was this little girl who had my really protective dad had me on big, slow horses. So I had this little fast horse that I had to get on, and that built my bravery to be able to get on different horses and barrel race.
Tashina is a Sichangu Lakota member. She grew up immersed in her culture and has an affinity for animals. Tashina and her father dress their horses in full Lakota regalia for events and parades. As the state's high school rodeo queen for the second time in 3 years, she travels around giving speeches as a rodeo ambassador. She incorporates the Lakota language when she introduces herself for rodeo queen events.
Mitakiapi, chante washte nape chuzapi, Tashina Redhawk imachiapi. All my relatives, I greet you with a warm-hearted handshake. My name's Tashina Redhawk. Then I'll say, good evening, I'm your South Dakota High School Rodeo Queen.
Tashina's father, Shane Redhawk, says his daughter goes out of her way to show kindness to everyone she can.
There'll be little girls, their eyes are about like that, and they're watching her walk by. And even though her mom or her other rodeo queen sisters, they're all walking right next to her, she'll stop and she'll reach back and she'll high-five them. And you see them jump off and get excited. I mean, to acknowledge all of the little ones like that, and gives them hope. Maybe they're going to try for something in the future.
Tashina is a people person, but she has a passion to care for animals. She recalls a time when a young filly was stuck in a ball of barbed wire out in an isolated field.
So I didn't have service down here, so I had to run back up, grab my parents, run down there, and then my dad cut her off of the ball of barbed wire, and we put her up in the round pen. And I was the person to cut each strand of barbed wire off of her that was wrapped around her.
Tashina cleaned the wounds every day after school. She says on the ranch, she often has to care for injuries and pay attention to her animals' nutrition. Shane Redhawk says watching Tashina grow in her many roles in life is exciting. He has taught her Lakota traditions like singing and dancing.
She's not going to be a victim. Rather, she's an advocate. She's powerful. She has a voice just like my grandmother's. And when she sings in our Lakota way, man, my heart bursts. And you know, it's everything any dad could ever wish or dream for.
This will be Tashina's senior year at Todd County High School. She's taking dual credit courses online through South Dakota State University and Black Hills State University. And she's seeking science courses through Syntyglashka University in Mission. Experiences as a ranch hand have piqued Tashina's interest in a veterinary science degree. Last year, she shadowed veterinarians and something unexpected happened.
Then all of a sudden, there was a dog that was losing oxygen on the table. And so the doctor says, turn off the gas machine, turn up the oxygen. And all of them were tied up in their animals and they were looking around. And I can't remember which doctor it was at the time, but she went, can you turn that off and turn that up? That was the first time I got introduced to the surgery room because they needed help.
Tashina's experience with the veterinarians now has her monitoring animals during surgery. One of the vets was a role model for Tashina. The late Dr. Eric Jane's focus on nonprofit vet clinics has influenced Tashina's vision for her future. Veterinary science will let her continue to care for animals.
Being Lakota, horses are really important to us, and so is our animal nation. When we pray in all of our four directions, we address all four animal nations. And I believe that as much heart and helping that they put into us, I want to give that back to them.
This high school senior is also getting experience as an entrepreneur. When classes moved online during the pandemic, Tashina had some free time. Her father built a mobile coffee kiosk, and the business is teaching her new skills.
The coffee shop is really helping me with learning how to still have a fun aspect of life, but be able to be business and focused on something. So I think it's going to really prepare me for college because I'm used to having to stock inventory, make sure staff employees there work it, but also do my homework at the same time.
Tashina works shifts at the shop and listens to her online lectures while she's serving coffee. Her tenacious personality feeds her many passions.
I want to be able to come back and give back to my tribe the amount of time that they've given to me at this clinic. But I would also like to travel and go to different vet places to experience, to know where I really want to be after school's all over.
Tashina plans to combine her love for small and large animals in her future studies to become a veterinarian. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Johnson in Mission.